Well, hello guys, how are you? Hey, it's a Saturday night. And of course I've got a Peroni and I've got some what's-its or some cheesy crisps. And a chocolate bar to boot.
What about a Fenton?
Don't be stupid, I'm not going to ruin my night. Anyway, this is going to be an educational video. You didn't know I had some teaching certificates, did ya? So now you're going to learn something, okay? Hey, pay attention at the back there. And what are you chewing?
Bazooka, sir.
Swallow it. Right, so this video is about hippies. No, not them hippies. It's about Femon hippies. Well, Femon's hips. Now, as we know, Femons generally have wider hips than males. Yes, they do. It's because of the love canal. And that's why some Femons have a difficulty for running. Because the wider the hips, the angle of the leg onto the ground is different. So they run differently.
Slower.
Shut up in the back there. Just listen. But who has the widest hips? I mean, what country, what nationality, you reckon? So come on, guys. Who do you think's got the widest hips out there? Come on, tell me. What? Can't hear you. What? Oh, I'll tell you. So let's go through them together, guys. I hope you can read that. South Africa, number one, apparently. With 41.73 inches. Ooh, a little bit smaller than my donger. Then you have Argentina. Well, I knew Brazil would be in there as well, sort of thing. You know, the butt lift, Brazilian butt lift. But number three is Sweden, which is very odd. I dated a Swedish girl a long time ago. She was very slim. In fact, all the Swedish people were slim. But of course, it's been taken over by a feminized government for many, many years. And there's no real information coming out from Sweden. It's been all hushed up. So who knows what's going on there. Greece. Yes, I can see Greece.
You're the one that one.
That's it. Have a sleep. The Greek femons, when they're very young, are very nice and slim, but they tend to, I don't know, as they get a bit older, they go, poof, you know, blow up a bit, don't they? Russia and Italy is apparently number six, which I can understand Italy, but not so much Russia. But when I was actually in Russia, there was this great big femon sort of serving out beef stew out of a big silver pot. It was free, but you couldn't find any beef in it. Of course, then you have Australia, which maybe, yeah, true, at number seven, I guess.
I mean, yeah, you can get some big sheilas there, can't you?
Now, here's number eight, the Netherlands, which, another odd one. Never figured they'd be very wide there, if you know what I mean. But take this survey as a pinch of salt, guys. You don't think these people have gone to these countries and studied them? This has all been done from the office. Number nine is Canada. Now, I can understand that. I'm a Canadian myself. A lot of the femons in Canada can be rather big boned, if you know what I mean. It's because they have to put up with very, very cold winters, and it's easier to keep warm if you're big. Now, number 10 is France, which is a bit surprising, really. Now, I haven't been to France for quite some time now, but when I did go there, quite a lot, very slim femons there, I thought. But, of course, this is the hip size, not the weight. And here it is, USA. Is that right? It should be number two at least, if not number one. I mean, Christ, you ever been to goddamn Walmart? And here's Nigeria at number 12, which I can understand, because there's a lot of good runners that come out of Nigeria, and you've got to have small hips to make good runners. Did you know that? Well, you do now. What a damn good teacher I am. Now you got South Korea now, which I'm sure is very similar to Thailand, I would think. And I would place them at the bottom myself. You got then Japan. I do like Japanese femons, I'm sorry. Some anyway. And then there, of course, is China. China, do they have femons there? Oh, I'm sure they do. And bottom of the list is India, at 36.1 inches. So really, the difference between all of them is only 5 inches. So, class, here is the question. So what is the distance between Red River Village to Backward Falls, Maine City, using the old trail over the Navajo Mountains?
You haven't taught us anything about that yet, sir.
Nobody knows then? Right. You have detention. All of you. You will have to sit here and watch another video of Solomans. And next time, pay attention. For those of you out in media land, of course it doesn't apply to you. So you're free to go. Whoa, whoa. Wait for the bell. All right, off you go.